This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
What? Hello, I'm your host, Tom Kearns, and I just wanted to explain what this is. So this is an extract from the most recent bonus episode that just went up onto the show's Patreon. I wanted to share it with you to give you a sense of the kind of stuff that I'm putting up there to help you make an informed decision about whether or not you want to support it. You can get access to this and all other bonus episodes for $3 a month. My plan is to upload these every Wednesday on the Wednesdays between main series episodes, so there should be quite a few of them before too long. The heroes of the Anglo-Saxons, as recorded in various poems classed by scholars as heroic, tended to originate from two historically distinct sources. Many, recorded in poems such as Widsith and Deor, were historical kings of the Germanic tribes, such as the Ostrogoths and the Lombards, during the migration period at the end of the Roman Empire. Others, recorded in poems like Beowulf and, again, Deor, come from the common store of Germanic heroes we find in Old Norse literature and that of other Germanic peoples, such as Wayland, Völundr in Old Norse, and Sigemund, Sigurður in Old Norse. Both groups of these heroes are, in the literature, placed in a legendary heroic past, where men who lived centuries apart fight side by side, and supernatural creatures are still very much active in the world. We know from attestations in the letters of men like Aldhelm and Alcuin that what survives doesn't represent the full corpus of what once existed. But as is the way, we have to make do with what we have. Even this fraction of what probably once survived indicates that the heroic ethos in Old English literature is not just one thing, rather it's a collection of related ideas and tendencies that together form a tapestry that we call heroism. In this episode, I want to look at the two main streams of heroism that we find in scholarship, namely secular heroism and Christian heroism.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of the new Medal of Honor podcast from Evergreen Podcasts, brought to you in partnership with the National Medal of Honor Museum. In each 3-minute episode, we'll learn about a different service member who distinguished him or herself through an act of valor. We'll include stories from the Civil War to Iraq and Afghanistan, and from all branches of the military. We'll talk about service members who were overlooked for the medal at first due to their race or religion, and about those who were celebrated at the time. We'll hear stories of soldiers like Audie Murphy, future Hollywood star who mounted a burning tank to hold off German infantry in World War II, and people like Dr. Mary Edwards Walker, a Civil War Army doctor and the only woman to receive the Medal of Honor so far. Learn about these heroes and more wherever you get your podcasts.